I'm David Knight, your host. We've had a shooting overnight. Yesterday afternoon, late, we had a mob attack Tucker Carlson's house, break a door. They had security camera catch talk about a pipe bomb. His wife had to take refuge in a closet and call the police. This is what it's come to. And as that's happening, of course, we predicted it on InfoWars for a long time. As a matter of fact, even yesterday, we were had a story talking about how Rachel Maddow was pushing at all these people. Take to the street. Now's the time to break glass. Ooh, Kristallnacht? Is that it? Is this going to be a liberal Kristallnacht? And then you have this happen at Tucker Carlson's house. And then we had, of course, the press conference yesterday, the back and forth. InfoWars is put into the center of that as Brian Stelter accuses Sarah Sanders of retweeting a narrative that was put together by Paul Joseph Watson, where he talked about how you can see Jim Acosta accosting this intern. And we're going to show you the clip of that so you can make up your own mind. We have the C-SPAN video. They said, oh, it looks like he sped that up to make it look worse. Well, you know what? It's pretty hard to make Jim Acosta look worse. Wait, I have to put like some kind of a slapstick soundtrack there to make CNN and Acosta look any worse than they already look. The Cartoon Network, the Cartoon News Network, that's what they've become. And, you know, I understand that Jim Acosta doesn't like President Trump, but it goes beyond that. He doesn't just disagree with him. He loathes him. All the press does. And that's the real issue. And the fact that you got people like Rachel Maddow saying, well, if there's a Mueller investigation shut down, that's at the point where we need to take to the streets. We need to break glass. You know, it's kind of interesting, these people who attacked Tucker Carlson. When I looked at their site yesterday, I had to get the guys to take a look at it, because on my site, it looks like, I'm not sure if they've been taken down now, this mob out of D.C., but they're the same people who attacked Ted Cruz and the restaurant. And they proudly had that video pinned to the top of their Twitter tweet. And that's been, what, a couple of months ago? And Twitter had absolutely no problem with that. They don't have a problem with Rachel Maddow saying, take to the street. It's now time to break glass and so forth. Don't have a problem with that. You know what they have a problem with? YouTube banned a gamer because you got a lot of guys that go online and they show their gameplay online. Don't ask me why. This is a phenomenon that does not belong to my generation. I don't get it. Nevertheless, why would you watch somebody? That is the ultimate voyeurism. You don't even play video games. I mean, it's bad enough when people just sit around and watch people playing sports instead of playing it themselves or finding a sport that they can do. But now you got people who are couch potatoes playing video games, kids. They don't go outside and play anymore. They don't do any outside activity. Instead, they sit on a couch and play video games, and that's not enough. Now they got to sit on the couch and watch other people play video games on YouTube. I mean, how pathetic is that? This is what this world has come to. It's kind of like I'm looking at these things that, we might have robot cars used as roving brothels. Yeah, have your sex robot in there as well. And then I see an article about, they're going to have, you can buy a sex robot that's a virgin. It's like, what is going on? Just the insanity just keeps piling on top of each other. You can't even get something like The Onion or Babylon Bee or anything to be more absurd than the stuff that is coming out. But let's get back to YouTube. What did they think was serious? They banned a gamer. Why? Because he punched a female NPC. Remember when we had everybody being banned off of Twitter because they said the mobs on the street are NPC? Non-playable characters, they don't have anything. Maybe they got like one line, they say like, racist, sexist. Yeah. And that basically is a perfect characterization of these socialist mobs. That's what these people were doing outside of Tucker's house, just chanting a couple of slogans and racist. And so when this guy punches an NPC, YouTube bans him. Why? Because Vice said, they want to hurt feminists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, November the 8th, 2018. You know, there's still some interesting fallout and twists from the election. We're going to have that as well. But yesterday, we had a lot of confrontation. As I said before the election, I said, regardless of what the results are, regardless of who wins, and we had a split decision, essentially. We're going to have a split government. As President Trump said, if you come after me, continue with this persecution, two can play that game, and I can play it better. And he made some moves yesterday to put him in charge of the game board. Sessions is gone, and he's got a guy who has said that Hillary Clinton ought to be prosecuted, a guy who has come after Mueller as well. So we're going to tell you about the new acting attorney general that has taken the place of Jeff Sessions. We're going to talk about the reactions of other people. Had Rachel Maddow saying, if they stop this Mueller investigation, then this is a break the glass moment. Take to the streets, mobs. And, of course, they did take to the street. Shortly after that, you had a mob last night going to Tucker Carlson's house. The same hateful mob that had chased Ted Cruz out of a restaurant posted their video on Twitter and had pinned it. It's been pinned up there for months. And they had several videos up there showing what they were doing. So it is a very strange time. But I want to begin with the news as to what has happened. This is a situation that is still unfolding. We had overnight a shooter break into a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. Now, one of our crew here, Julian, is from that very town. He says one of the lowest crime rate towns anywhere in California, in the country, as a matter of fact. And he said also he knows some people who go to that bar on a regular basis. Some of them, as they're reporting in the news, were at the Route 91 concert, a country western concert. And they had been at that shooting in Las Vegas, and they were now at this shooting as well. I want to play. Let's play video 8. We've got a guy that was interviewed there. He was a bystander, talking about what he saw at the shooting at the bar. Let's play video 8.
What you first saw? What you first heard?
I was talking by the far corner with my friends, just normal stuff we do every week, and then I heard loud shots that are not a normal thing to hear at a bar. And then looked over and saw the figure and knew exactly what was going on. And all I want to do is get my friends out of there.
Did you get saying anything? The suspect? Did you hear him shouting?
No, couldn't hear anything over the gunshots.
Did you get a look at the person with a gun?
Tall, dark figure with a handgun. That's full, all dark clothing and stuff like that.
Somebody said he's wearing a trench coat.
It's very possible.
Do you have any idea how many shots may have been fired? How long this went on for?
It was probably a 10 to 15 round magazine, something that's normal. but it was just semi-automatic, as many shots as he could pull, and then when it started to reload, that's when we got people out of there, and I didn't look back.
Any laser targeting thing on the gun?
It had a flashlight or a laser on the bottom, but it was not in use.
And I know a number of the people we've spoken with have been so grateful to the people who helped get them out. And you're very humble, but talk to us again about what you did at that point.
We just needed an exit, and there's not an exit on that side. It was either go through the balcony or towards where the shooter was active or go all the way down the hall. And so we decided the best course of action was straight out the side.
So you smashed these windows out? How difficult was that? I mean,
one bar stool went straight through a window.
And then you just started carrying
through. And then we just moved the glass out of the way so people could get out. And then there's a wooden railing on the backside, and we were trying to get people on that and then just jump down and push them away, as far away as possible.
Was it panic? Were people screaming, running? What was going on?
There's definitely a lot of panic. A lot of people trying to call on the cell phone, and that's what I was trying to get rid of the most, was the least amount of light and noise that we could make and the fastest we could get out of there.
Okay, so...
Again, that's an eyewitness account. A guy who helped to get people out, broke out a window that was there as the guy was reloading. Got people, including himself, outside of that window. And, of course, the people in the bar, they have a security at the entrance there. They're going to take away any guns from people who are coming in. And that's essentially laws. You don't allow, most places do not allow firearms in places where they sell alcohol, except that you can always just barge your way in shooting, as this man did. He was dressed in all black. He shot at least 30 shots from his pistol. He also threw smoke grenades. They said he was dressed in all black. He wore a trench coat, glasses, a baseball cap with a mask covering his face. 12 people were killed, including a Ventura deputy sheriff, before the shooter turned the gun on himself. So if you include the shooter, that's 13 people. Most accounts don't, because we're talking about people who are killed. We don't really care about the killer. Ron Hellas, a Ventura County sheriff sergeant, was among those who died. They called him a hardworking officer. They said he was due to retire this year. He had 29 years of experience in the force, left behind a wife and son. An additional 10 to 15 victims were injured during the mass shooting, in addition to the 12 people who were killed, including a doorman, a young female cashier, and many college students. One person, 56-year-old witness, told KABC-TV, the gunman didn't say anything at all. He just started shooting. Many inside the report were students, college students from Pepperdine University, California State University, Channel Islands, and California Lutheran University. Some of the survivors there were also survivors of the Las Vegas mass shooting. So a lot of people in the Route 91 situation go here. There's a lot of people that live a whole lifetime without seeing this, and then there are people who have seen it twice. Which makes me ask, is this an individual? He didn't shout anything like Allahu Akbar, so it doesn't sound like Islamic terrorism. Was this an individual who was, as they did at the Las Vegas shooting, were they targeting people who they thought would be conservatives? You know, as I see the people standing outside wearing cowboy boots and so forth. I believe it was a country western bar. It's kind of interesting to see what the media will report on, isn't it? You know, here's something that the media hasn't reported on. You had to have Zero Hedge had to go to a Middle Eastern newspaper to get this information. Another journalist was killed by torture by the Saudi Arabian security forces working for Mohammed bin Salman. But you haven't heard anything about that, and you're not going to hear anything about it outside of Zero Hedge, outside of this program, most likely. A Saudi journalist and writer, his last name is Aziz Al-Jassar. And, of course, he is not a reporter for the Washington Post. And so he doesn't get any attention. As we said before, you know, they don't talk about the tens of thousands of people that the Saudis have killed in their war in Yemen. But to some degree, you know, that war is not talked about at all. And to some degree, as I said, you know, we talk about tens of thousands of people. That's a different situation than when one person is tortured and killed, especially when he's connected to the Washington Post. But this person was also a reporter, just not for the Washington Post. He's died after being tortured while in detention. This is reported by a Middle Eastern newspaper called the New Khalij. They said that this individual, Al-Jasser, was arrested and tortured to death after Saudi authorities claimed that he administered the Twitter account that was called Cash Cool. That Twitter account disclosed human rights violations committed by Saudi authorities and the royal family. They have to put an end to hate. In other words, the people who hate Saudi torture, who hate Saudi murder. That has to be have an end put to it. And it has an interesting Twitter twist to it as well. Sources said the authorities identified this man, Al-Jasser, as the admin by using spies in Twitter's regional office in Dubai. He was arrested last month. Not last month. He was just recently died, but he was arrested as long ago as March. The spies are actually part of the Saudi Cyber Army. It was created by the former aide of Saudi Crown Prince MBS. The guy who established it, his name is Al-Qahtani. He tweeted out, he said, fake names on Twitter will not protect those behind the accounts from Saudi authorities.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Details. We'll give them to you as we learn who the shooter was in California and any indication as to what his possible motivation was. He was masked, he had, dressed in black, wearing a cap, had a mask on, came in shooting and throwing smoke grenades. And in the chaos, he was able to kill 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant who was who had 29 years on the force. And then he killed himself. So we're waiting to see what happens with that. But as I said, it's kind of interesting to see what the press ignores. I talked about the guy that was another Saudi whistleblower talking about the crimes of the Saudi royal family and the government there. And it appears that he was arrested with the help of Saudi cyber spies that were working in Twitter's Dubai location. They ratted him out. And the guy that works with MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, taunted them and said, yeah, you're not going to be able to hide behind a fake name. We're going to find out who you are. We'll arrest you, torture you, kill you. Why? Because you talk about their torture and murder. So they'll do it to you as well. And where is the outcry over that free speech? Well, he's not a Washington Post employee, so we don't care. Here's a situation that they haven't talked about. Just in the last week, 36 murders in Tijuana, Mexico, right across the border. Of course, I don't want to talk about that because that would push back against their narrative that this is just the border is just there. It's just like the border between Texas and Oklahoma. Like Nancy Pelosi said, it's just one community. We have a village without borders. That's the name of the Soros-funded group that's pushing this so-called caravan. It's really an invasion. It's just a one village, and there's no borders. It's just that happens to have a line running through it. There's nothing you should be concerned about. Well, you should be concerned about it because this is the drug cartel violence that we're seeing there. And we've got a major part of Brooklyn locked down for the trial of El Chapo. These are dangerous people. We've seen a lot of young Hispanic illegal immigrants who are peaceful, who've been murdered by MS-13 classmates in Long Island, New York. But, of course, we can't do anything about it because these people, they're just illegal immigrants like the kids that they're murdering, right? No, they're not. They're not. They've got MS-13 tattooed all over them. But we're not supposed to notice, and we're not supposed to notice that there's 36 murders in Tijuana in just 1 week. So far, they've had 2,124. 2,124 murders in Tijuana, Mexico, right across the border. But just come on across. We don't want to have the border patrolled by the military. That would be unthinkable that the military would protect our country from this. We have created that war. Actually, it's the UN has created that war. The UN created the war on drugs, and we have been at the forefront of pushing that globalist war, just like we're always at the forefront of pushing wars. But it has created El Chapo. El Chapo is all we've gotten for 47 years of the drug war. We've gotten people like El Chapo, the Sinaloa drug cartel, as I mentioned yesterday. The people who had been given their own checkout window for laundering cash by HSBC. And the whistle, they've been convicted two times of money laundering for drug cartels and terrorists. Of course, James Comey was on their board of directors and then went to become FBI director, but nothing to see there, right? Just move on. Nothing to see about Mueller and his connections with corrupt FBI officials and the way that he helped to jail as an attorney in Massachusetts. He jailed people that the FBI framed in order to protect Whitey Bulger. Now we have an update on Whitey Bulger. People are starting to ask, why is it that who ordered him to be transferred? In the health condition that he was in, it would have been a death sentence, even if they hadn't sent him to really hard side of that prison, because they didn't have any medical facilities, and he needed treatment. So who ordered that? Who ordered that hit on him, and why? We've had a lot of people say that he was about to talk and expose Mueller and other people. But in Tijuana, 36 murders in just 1 week, 2,124 so far in 2018. The local deputy attorney general there acknowledged that only 2% of the murder cases end in convictions in Tijuana. They said cartel killers are more likely to be stopped by rival factions than by law enforcement. That's the anarchy that's there. But don't worry. We just want to join our community with them. We want to open up the border so that the cartel people can travel just as freely as these migrant people. And we don't have to worry about the fact that you've tried to escape MS-13 in El Salvador. They're going to follow you all the way to Long Island, New York, and they'll kill you there. Look at what is happening to those who are in the migrant caravan. I have several foreign news sources reporting this. I don't think any U.S. sources are reporting this. The Telegraph and RT have reported that 100 people in the migrant caravan have been kidnapped by the drug cartels as they are traveling through Mexico. But we don't care about that, right? We just let those people in. And we shouldn't be concerned about the fact that you've got Soros organizations. Three of the four Soros organizations that are behind this are funded by George Soros. Maybe all four of them. We've been able to prove connections to three of them financially to Soros. So Soros is funding it. Just like he is handing out credit cards, MasterCard, cash cards to people in Europe that have a logo of the EU and the UN. And Soros actually put out a press release saying that he was going to partner with MasterCard and hand out cash to these people and spend at least $500 million, $500 million doing that. But of course, if you say that, then you are a conspiracy theorist, and you're also anti-Semitic, because it just so happens that George Soros is Jewish, even though he doesn't like the Jews. Not just from what he did in the concentration camps, but he has opposed the Jewish nation, Israeli nation, consistently since then. But, you know, it's anti-Semitic to point out what he has to say in a press release, how he and MasterCard are bragging about handing out money, and when people take pictures of the cards and put them out. In Croatia, law enforcement says, look at this. We pick these guys up. We put them out of the country. They keep coming back in. They got these cards from MasterCard and the UN and the EU. Yeah, can't connect those dots. And we shouldn't be concerned about what happens to these people as they're on their way coming to America. If they get abducted by the cartel, we've said this many times, the Democrats and George Soros are endangering these people's lives. You talk about children that are separated from their parents at the border. Of course, that's not happening anymore. President Trump put in a policy where they take them all to a military base and house them. As they look at it, 500 families have just said, all right, we'll just leave our kids here. We're going to go back to Mexico. If you're going to deport us, we're not going to take our kids with us. They're staying here. They're going to use them as anchor babies or DACA babies, right? They don't care about that. But you know what? That is child endangerment if you drag your kid across that dangerous journey. 100 people kidnapped, including children. This is being reported by a human rights group that is traveling with them, as well as Mexican authorities. And it's being reported by some international press organizations, but not by the U.S. press, because that wouldn't fit their narrative either. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale. at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, there's a lot of things that the press does not find interesting. Yes, we have a lot of coverage, and there should be coverage when we have a mass murder like we did at the synagogue. We had a mass murder like we did last night in California. We still don't know what is behind that. It was a deliberate attack. Of course, the guy targeted that area knowing that people would not have any way to defend themselves. If he just took out the people at the front, he'd be able to do whatever he did. He killed 12 people, including one sheriff's deputy, a sergeant. And He came in wearing a mask and throwing smoke grenades in and then shooting people. And it's important to take a look at that. It's important to look at the causes of that. The causes of that are not the weapons. There's other causes involved here. But it's also important to look at what is happening across the borders. As I said, more than 2,000 people killed in Tijuana, Mexico in 1 week. Sorry, not in 1 week. So far in 2018, 36 killed in 1 week. And that's not being talked about. And we're talking about 12 people here in California, 11 at the synagogue. Right, that's 23. But there were 36 killed in 1 week. And this is in Tijuana, in just one town in Mexico. There have been tens of thousands of people killed there by the drug cartels. We're not supposed to pay any attention to it. We've had 100 people of the migrant caravan encouraged and incentivized by the Democrats, funded by Soros. 100 of them kidnapped as they are traveling. At least 100 members reported human rights activists and officials in Mexico. They say a number of the people, about 100, including children, have gone missing from the group. They're suspected of having fallen prey to criminal gangs who abduct migrants in order to extort their family members. And we said this over and over again. Yes, when parents bring their kids across the border, the mainstream media freaks out about the fact that they have to identify them. They're not sure if the adults accompanying them are their parents. I mean, what are we supposed to say? Just take their word for it? That's it? And, if they say, oh, yeah, I'm the parents. Okay, that's fine. You can go. I mean, that's basically what Jorge Ramos did. As they were talking to him at Fox News, said, well, are there any criminals here? People who have been deported multiple times? He goes, oh, let's see. And he turns around, speaks to the people in Spanish. Oh, no, senor, not criminal. No, never deported. See, no, there's not anybody like that. Well, you can't trust that these kids haven't been abducted by a cartel group that is going to use them for human trafficking. It's not reasonable to make those kinds of innocent assumptions. That would not be protecting the children. And yet, as I pointed out yesterday when I talked to Megan Fox, she reports frequently on Child Protective Services confiscating tens of thousands of American children from their parents who are not in any danger, who don't get any due process, and they have to fight for years in many cases to try to get their children back. And after their children are abducted, they're not put in a safe place either. Kids are sexually abused. One little girl had burns over 80% of her body in this system that we run. Where is the news reporting about that? It doesn't exist. Just like they don't talk about 2,100 people killed so far in the first 10 months of 2018 in one city right across the border in California. 36 killed in 1 week. They don't talk about that. They said the migrants, as they were going, they're walking. They get offered rides on a fruit truck. They would get into the truck. They'd find themselves locked in. This is what a couple of people said who escaped. They said testimonies I've heard of those who managed to escape was that many of those migrants were handed over to organized crime near the federal police base in Puebla, Mexico. For years, they point out, organized crime has preyed on migrants passing through Mexico from taxing them, in other words, robbing them, to kidnapping them and imprisoning them in safe houses and using them for ransom. So if they don't have any money on them to rob, they'll hold them for ransom. Maybe they'll rob them and hold them for ransom because they have them call their relatives who are already living in the U.S. and said, send money to get these people out. Those are the lucky ones. Kids are frequently taken and used in human trafficking. Here's an example out of Peru. The ex-police chief, National Police Chief, Peru's National Police Chief, former director, was among 14 people arrested early Tuesday morning in a series of raids that rounded up alleged members of a baby trafficking ring. The group is suspected of targeting poor pregnant women, convincing them to sell their newborn infants, said the National Police in a statement. A five-month-old baby girl was rescued from one of the properties that was raided. Now, this property was the home of this guy's girlfriend, the former chief of police of the National Police in Peru. AP said that his partner, her name is Cynthia Tello. His name is Becerra, the former chief of the National Police. But his partner, Cynthia Tella, is a well-known model, 32-year-old woman. She is events producer in Peru. And they went to her house. They found this baby there that they rescued from her house. The child was found in one of her homes. She has multiple homes. She had paid the baby's mother about $1,200 for the baby. And they also arrested the child's parents, as well as a gynecologist and pediatrician who were in on this. So you got parents and doctors arranging to sell these babies. And they said they're still investigating as to whether or not the babies were going to be used for sex trafficking, whether they were going to be used for organ trafficking gangs. Just take the babies and kill them and sell their organs. Oh, is that Planned Parenthood? Maybe is there a Planned Parenthood California connection here? Need to get Kamala Harris to raid these people and shut them down, the people who are exposing it. That's what she did in California. She came after, as Attorney General, she came after the people who exposed Planned Parenthood doing this horrific thing. So are they going to let the baby grow up and use the baby for sex trafficking? Were they going to use it for the organs, cut it apart and use it for the organs? Or maybe best case example is maybe put it out for adoption, foreign couples. I don't know. I don't know there's that much adoption coming out of Peru. I mean, they've had it goes from one country to the other. But these are the types of things that the mainstream media doesn't want you to talk about. Right? You're not supposed to talk about the fact that there's massive human trafficking going on, that it's a very dangerous thing to transit these Central and South American countries with a child. The lady that took her child away from her husband in Honduras paid $6,000 to human traffickers to take her and her child across the border. She was never separated from her child. She didn't get abducted. But you did have Time magazine separate her from her child and use that child on a cover, Photoshop the child away from her mother in a picture, and made it look like President Trump was bullying the child. They took a picture of President Trump looking down sternly and a baby looking up who was holding his mother's hand, but they photoshopped that out. So it looks like President Trump is making the baby cry. This is the dishonesty of the mainstream press. That's far beyond fake news. It's malicious news. Targeted malicious news. So let's talk about the press conference yesterday. I saw this press conference, and quite frankly, I thought President Trump handled it like a boss. But then you've got Jake Tapper and CNN accusing him of being like a mob boss, a gangster later on in the day. Because, you know, they lost Jim Acosta after accosting a reporter there, had his press credentials taken. And, of course, InfoWars has been caught up in this as we reported it. Said, look at this. He's fighting her for this mic. Put his hands on her. Actually hit her with his hand. And said, oh. CNN's Brian Stelter said when Sarah Sanders retweeted the picture of him wrestling with her over the microphone, said, you got that from Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars. How dare you use InfoWars for a source? How dare anybody use Brian Stelter and CNN for a source? Give me a break. I'm going to show you the unadulterated film from both C-SPAN, and then we'll just zoom in on it. That's all we'll do to change it. I'll play it at, so you can see it. It's going to be played at speed. I'm not going to doctor the speed to make it look any worse. It's as bad as it appears to be. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber. A mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Bay. Power, power. We're going to take a look at the press conference. President Trump handled it like a boss. It was a beautiful thing to see. And the repercussions of that are still popping around the media. CNN is hopping mad about all this. You got CNN analysts say we should boycott all the press briefings at this point. It's like, please do. Please do. Nobody is paying attention to this. It's not news, quite frankly. And just keep rehashing the same stuff over and over again. Let me give you an example of, you know, we talk about whether or not there was violence, whether or not it was okay for Jim Acosta to wrestle this away from the intern that was there. And Ann Coulter had a tweet. And it was something along the lines, I can't remember exactly what she had to say with it. I'll take a look as we're playing this video for you. But she said, it's been a while since we've seen the words intern accosted in one sentence, something like that. You know, going back to the Clinton administration, she's exactly right. Of course, they didn't get upset about that, did they? No, that's right. That was okay because that was a Democrat. So we don't have to really worry about that. But let's just take a look. before we get into this, there's a video that surfaced, and we'll just play the B-roll for you because there's some pretty bad language coming from this brat in a Baltimore high school. Boy, this is disturbing on a number of levels because this is what has happened in schools now. There's absolutely no discipline allowed. Teachers are not allowed to defend themselves. The students can do whatever they want to the teachers. And here's a good example of this. This is a teacher, a woman. She's being hit in the head, sucker punched by this brat behind her, teenage boy behind her. Go ahead and roll that video. We'll do it as B-roll. This teacher, by the way, she's talking to somebody else that she's got her back to him. He pushes the one girl out of the way and just smacks her in the face. Now, this teacher has just returned after undergoing cancer treatment. And I don't expect her to fight back against that thug who just did that. But the most disturbing thing about this, you look at this, that's got to bother you, doesn't it? But it doesn't bother CNN when they see things like this, I guess. But one of the most disturbing things about this was that he was not suspended. Nothing happened to him. This is being passed around on social media everywhere. And I'm sure that Twitter will ban that pretty soon because that's just, we don't want to see that. You know, that would be very disturbing to see what's going on in our schools. You shouldn't know that that's going on in your schools. I mean, if you saw something like that going on in your school, you might start thinking about taking your kid out of school, putting him in somewhere where you have more control over who the teachers are, what is being taught. You might even, teach him yourself. I mean, oh, imagine that. Imagine that. I found the Ann Coulter tweet. She said, I haven't seen White House intern and snatch in the same sentence since Bill Clinton was president. That's basically it. That's basically it. That's Ann Coulter's take on this. But when you look at this and you think about what Jim Acosta did, look, I understand there is a time that you need to speak truth to power. I've been in this situation myself. Many of us here at InfoWars have. You know, we go to a press conference, we're not going to ask all the same pat questions that the mainstream media does. If there's something that needs to be brought up, no matter how uncomfortable or confrontational it is, we'll shout it out. I've done it. Dan Bedondi has done it, talking about false flags in Boston and so forth. There's a time when you need to speak truth to power, and that's a great thing to do that. But you also need to be ready to take a hit. You know, if you punch somebody like that thug punched the teacher there, he should be expected if it was I understand it's a woman, she's, you know, recovering cancer patient, she's not going to fight that kid. But if it was a man, that kid should expect to get it right back. And we should allow the teacher to defend himself like that. And so don't whine about it, Jim Acosta. If you get into a verbal confrontation with President Trump and he pushes back or the intern pushes back when you try to snatch the microphone away. But the thing is that Jim Acosta is not speaking truth to power. Jim Acosta whines about the same thing every day. That's what mainstream media does. Every press conference, every presidential debate or campaign debate that they have, it's always the same issues, the same questions, the same rhetoric that's used. And they try to debate the candidates, the Republican candidates. So he's just droning on and on. He's basically a bore. And he wants to stage. He wants to be seen. And you have to understand that if you are boring and you're on stage, they bring out that big hook, right? You've seen the proverbial hook. And that's essentially what he got. He got the hook to pull him off of the stage. And when you do that and you know, they pull you off the stage because you're boring and you won't shut up and you won't give anybody else a chance to ask any questions, and then you fight the person who's got the hook who is pulling you off the stage, you should expect that they're going to ban you from the theater. And they did. They did. And so now the press is out there saying, well, this can't be tolerated. The president doesn't support free speech. That is not the problem. They don't have a problem at all with the social media oligarchs who are attacking your free speech, attacking the free press, hundreds of media outlets. It began with InfoWars, and 2 months later, 800 additional ones, and there's been more. They don't care about that. They applaud that. They're silent about it. But if President Trump pushes back against these people who are attacking him, if he pushes back verbally, they have a problem with that. You know, somebody punches you, you punch them back. Somebody punches you verbally, you punch them back verbally. And if you fight the people who are trying to drag you off the stage because you won't shut up, they're going to ban you. But the press is upset about this. Why? Because it's the press club. It is a club. And, of course, they don't want somebody like me or somebody at InfoWars who's going to come in there and ask some different questions. You know, I agree with much of what President Trump does, and I would talk about that. I would prod him on to do some other things or to do them sooner or whatever. It wouldn't necessarily be a love fest if I was in one of these. I'm not asking to don't send me to Washington. I don't want to. I hate that place. But let's take a look at the actual press conference here. As the New York Post writer Michael Goodwin said, Acosta violated one of the oldest rules of journalism. He became a narcissist. As he said, well, you know, begins it by saying, and you'll hear this, I want to challenge you. And President Trump says, oh, here we go. He said, political bias, this is Michael Goodwin at New York Post, said political bias is an insufficient explanation for the Jim Acostas of our time. And we're filled with them. He said, they hate Trump. They really, really hate him. There's nothing professional about it. It's kind of like the opposite of Sally Fields. You know, President Trump said, I thought when I became president, I'd get a little bit of respect here. It's the Rodney Dangerfield of presidents. But it's kind of the opposite of Sally Fields. When she got her award, she goes, gee, you really love me. You really, really love me. Well, President Trump is really realizing that they really, really hate him. Let's play a little bit of the press conference here. Let you see exactly what we're talking about. You've probably seen this, but I can't see this enough times. Here's President Trump and Jim Acosta at the press conference yesterday.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
well,
so on.
Well, that's true.
They
weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
Right.
These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly,
so we should wait until they get here.
Let
right?
me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
Mr. President, one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation, are you concerned?
It's okay if he fights her and says, pardon me, ma'am.
I'm not concerned about anything. With
you
the
may have
Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
Are you,
that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
All right, so then
CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
And now he hands it over to another reporter. Listen,
you're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand. To be honest. So let me ask you a question, if I can. You aren't the best. Mr. President, you repeatedly, over the course
okay,
of...
Okay, just sit down, please. But when you report fake news, no. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either. Yeah, you know, it's okay if you wrestle with the female intern. And if you slap her hand away, as long as you say, pardon me, miss. You know, it's kind of like we've seen these protesters. They get in your face and they bump you with their body and they, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Oh, well, that makes it all okay, doesn't it? We'll be right back. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we talked about this yesterday, of course, this happened as the Alex Jones Show was on. And so Alex and Paul Joseph Watson were talking about this. And now we have people slamming Sarah Sanders because she retweeted a little clip there of the physical interchange between the intern and Jim Acosta, where Jim accosted the intern. It's a close-up, and you can see it. And so the headline on the Daily Mail says, Sarah Sanders is slammed for retweeting conspiracy theorists' doctored video of Jim Acosta's exchange. Well, it's not doctored. We'll show it to you. I'll show you, coming up in this segment, I'll show you the C-SPAN feed, and then we'll just zoom in on it. No speed change whatsoever. They say, hey, they sped it up to make it look worse. No, if you zoom in, it looks worse, quite frankly. If you can see what's going on. From a distance, it doesn't look as bad as it does up close, but you zoom it in, you don't have to speed it up to make it look bad. And there's no conspiracy theory here. We're not saying this is a false flag. This is, we're not saying that the, well, I guess actually the press does collude to put stuff through like this. We've got Brian Stelter, who says he got on Twitter and trolled Sarah Sanders and said, where'd you obtain the distorted Acosta video that you posted? InfoWars? InfoWars personality Paul Joseph Watson posted the same video 2 hours before you did. Surely you don't trust InfoWars. I say, surely nobody trusts Brian Stelter and CNN anymore. I mean, Brian Stelter and these people at CNN who have made it their life's preoccupation to censor the press and to push back against everything that President Trump has to say. Let's show you the video. Let's play the video here as President Trump is talking about this. Let's show you the C-SPAN video at a distance, and then we're going to zoom it in. All right, here it is with the C-SPAN feed. Let's play that.
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm Mr.
Excuse
President.
Me. That's enough.
Yeah. Mr. President, yeah. One other question, if I may ask.
So he pushes it and wrestles back and then hits her with his arm. Okay, now let's just zoom in on this same speed. We're not doctoring anything at CNN that does that. that's their bailiwick. Let's just zoom in on this and show you a close-up of the hands so you can see the physical contact that's going on here. There it is right there. See? That's just all we did was zoom in on that. You can do it yourself. Everybody's got iMovie or whatever. Just do it yourself. Take the C-SPAN feed, just zoom it in, and you can see. CNN is lying again. Lying again. Sarah Sanders had this to say. She said, President Trump believes in a free press, expects and welcomes tough questions of him and his administration. We will, however, never tolerate a reporter placing his hands on a young woman just trying to do her job as a White House intern. The conduct is absolutely unacceptable. It is also completely disrespectful to the reporter's colleagues to not allow them an opportunity to ask a question. In other words, this guy is a mic hog. He won't get off the stage. He's a narcissist. He is a bore. He keeps saying the same thing over and over again. That's enough. We've already answered this question. Get off. Give her the mic. And she tries to take away. He wrestles her, snatches it from her hands, as Ann Coulter said. First time we've seen snatch an intern together since Bill Clinton. But fights her over that. And then when we report it, when we show it as a close-up, Brian Stelter says, oh, it's not as bad as that. You must have doctored that. No, we don't have to doctor anything to make CNN look bad. We just show what they do and let you hear what CNN says. You can make up your mind. That's why everybody is abandoning them in droves. MSNBC is right behind them. And we'll tell you why when we talk about what Rachel Maddow said. Let's take to the streets. Let's break the glass.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back on this November the 8th, 2018. We're talking about what happened at the press conference. And then as we showed the video of the physical contact, Jim Acosta, the bore, the narcissist, who wouldn't shut up. President Trump says, yeah, that's it. The intern tries to take it away. He wrestles and fights the intern. They said, okay, you lose your press credentials now at this point. We've had enough. That's enough. If you won't leave the stage because you're such a narcissist and you're going to fight the people who are trying to pull you off the stage with a hook, you don't get to get into the theater anymore. And now the press club, because it is a club, is all joining together saying, well, maybe we ought to boycott it. Please do. Please do. You guys don't have anything to say anyway. It's always the same subject. And the same things that you say about the same subject as you try to debate the president or the press secretary. And so I want to go into how they followed up on this. Because, as I said, President Trump actually came across as a boss. That was excellent. But then later on in the night, you had Jake Tapper accusing him of being like a mob boss, a gangster, dancing on the graves of those who lost in the election. And even in his own party, you know, people like the liberal House members who despised Trump, who said, that's it. I've had enough. I want to get out. People who had pushed had pushed carbon taxes. And you're going to see him. They got one of the ringleaders of the GOP climate change group that had been pushing carbon taxes. Now, think about it. This is the GOP. Not just pushing taxes, but carbon taxes. And those people lost their seats. Good. They went out from among us because they never were of us, as Jesus would say, right? We know exactly what these people. Let's get some people in there who at least are not wolves in sheep's clothing, not Democrats posing as Republicans. And so, yeah, dance on their grave. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Let's take a look at this, and then we got some breaking news about Darth Vader Ginsburg. We'll give that information to you in just a second here, raising more questions about whether we will have another opportunity to have a Supreme Court pick put in by President Trump. And guess what? The Democrats and Pelosi in the House aren't going to... Yeah, Darth Vader Ginsburg, there we go, Comanche. The Democrats and Pelosi in the House aren't going to have anything to say if Darth Vader Ginsburg is replaced by President Trump. Doesn't involve them. And we've got more people, more Republicans in the Senate now, thanks to what they did with the last Supreme Court pick. There is a bigger Republican majority there and better quality Republicans. Than we've had in the past as well, with the exception of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a poor excuse for a Republican. We'll tell you what he had to say later in the program here. But let's go on to the comments from CNN's Jake Tapper later in the evening. Let's play video clip number four.
He danced on their graves. He said because they didn't embrace him, they lost. And he was flip about it. He almost seemed to be happy about the fact that Congressman Mike Coffin, a Republican from the suburbs of Denver, lost because he didn't want the president's support. I've never seen a president take delight in people of his own party losing. And the only thing I can say compare that to is, you know, some of the works of Francis Ford Coppola or Martin Scorsese. I mean, that's how gangsters act. He danced on their
Godfather or Goodfellas, right? Oh, this is like Godfathers and Goodfellas. Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we look at this, and later on they had another program, CNN program. They had one of the Republican losers, as I point out, one of the leaders of the gang that was trying to enact carbon taxes, and he used that same phrase again. It's become an echo chamber. Dancing on our graves. He was dancing on our graves. That's right. That's right. Good. Good. Tap dance on him. Absolutely. And so now you have a CNN analyst also saying we should have the White House press corps. It is a club. It's a little insider club. We should have them boycott the press conferences. Well, that would be great. Let's get some real journalists in there. Let's break that monopoly. We have had some breaking news about Darth Vader Ginsburg. She has had a fall, and she's 85 years old. She's broken three ribs, according to the statement. That is a very, very painful injury. I mean, my wife had a situation like that. And of course, Rand Paul had a very serious injury when he was attacked by his neighbor. Broke several ribs and was in extreme pain, very difficult for him to breathe. I don't know to the extent of her injury, but I know that is a very, very painful injury. It is an injury that takes a long time to heal, even if you are not 85 years old. And so then that, again, raises questions about her health, not just about her sanity, which we always have questions about her sanity when she rules. I'm not talking about her dementia, but the hard left rulings that come from Darth Vader Ginsburg. It would be great to have her replaced with somebody who is conservative, but she will try to stay there. As a matter of fact, I would imagine that the deep state will do anything they can to keep Darth Vader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Even if she's not conscious and in a coma, I would imagine that DARPA will come in with one of their mind-reading devices and say, well, this is what she would say if she could speak, but we can read her mind, and I know exactly what she would say. And I, quite frankly, it wouldn't be that difficult. I could probably write the opinions for Darth Vader Ginsburg. I would know what her mind is. I don't have to be much of a mind reader to get into that. Let's talk a little bit about the mob rule yesterday, because it wasn't just the minor violence, and it was violence, let's understand, of Jim Acosta, as he fought against the intern there, who President Trump had said, you know, give up your microphone. He wouldn't give it up. He wouldn't let her take it from him. He pushed back, got a little bit violent. But we had people, we had a mob show up at Tucker Carlson's house yesterday. And we don't get really upset about that type of thing. You know, we had YouTube, as I pointed out at the beginning of the program, we had YouTube ban a gamer for killing a female NPC, non-playable character. These are the characters in the games that don't have any lines except, very much like the people who are the Antifa protesters, the college students who are so uneducated and so propagandized that they take to the streets, they have their demonstrations, they confront people and just say racist, sexist, homophobic, and all that. Yeah, they have four or five words that they can say. And that's why it's a perfect analogy for the NPC. So perfect, in fact, that Twitter was banning people by the thousands when they started this MPC meme, talking about the leftist college students, the leftist millennials being nothing but NPCs. Now, this is a game that has a female character who is a feminist. And so just like CNN, Vice News is out there, BuzzFeed, and all these so-called news sources, they're out there trying to ban the speech of anybody that they don't agree with, and even ban gamers off of YouTube. So Vice News goes out and writes an article about how these right-wing game players want to attack feminists and kill them in the game. And this guy did have his character walk over in this role-playing game. They're right there. Just walks over and punches this NPC that doesn't really have much to do. And so YouTube banned him from showing his gameplay there. The guy says, you spend the entire game murdering men and nobody cares. But if you punch a woman, you get banned. Are you out of your mind? Oh, no, they're not. This is the way these guys roll. This is the double standard as well. Just like you have Hillary Clinton and all the people on the left saying everything imaginable about President Trump, even making credible threats against him, and nothing happens to them on social media. But if James Woods puts up a joke or somebody else, about, oh, don't forget to vote on Wednesday, you know, when Election Day is on Tuesday, they ban them. Or with me, I put up a satire about Hillary Clinton. Well, I'm talking about the satire reports from Elizabeth Warren that she wants you to believe are real about her Native American heritage. There's a satire site saying, well, Hillary Clinton is only 50% reptilian space alien DNA. And we had the Daily Beast put that out there for Twitter, and then Twitter said, oh, we're going to shut you down. That's what Vice did to this YouTube gamer. But we'll talk about what happened at Tucker Carlson's house when we come back. Stay with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus,
Now available 50% off Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I tell you what, we are going to be living in some exciting times. As I said before the election, regardless of what happens, you're going to see an escalation in conflict. And boy, it is already escalating big time. We had President Trump. And of course, it's reported that he asked for the resignation of Sessions. And Sessions is gone. He's replaced him with Matthew Whitaker. And we have many examples of Matthew Whitaker being very frank about what we have all been saying for a very long time. When you have James Comey coming out and saying, we looked at this, and Hillary Clinton violated the law when she violated national security at the highest level multiple times. Everything about this was a violation. The double standard, locking up that poor guy, the sailor, who took a couple of pictures of his bunk in a submarine for a souvenir. Those are instantly classified as confidential. They don't have anybody going through these things and saying, well, that's confidential. Now, Hillary Clinton says, well, there wasn't any marking on those documents. They are born just like that sailor's picture that he took inside of a submarine was born confidentially classified. And that's the lowest level. Hillary Clinton's discussions about or with foreign heads of state are born at above the highest level of national security. And as everything we have in this country is being sacrificed to national security, we have to pretend that that doesn't happen. And so he's talked about that. He said that is a prosecutable offense. He's also written op-ed pieces talking about how the Clinton Foundation needs to be investigated, talking about how Mueller has crossed the line and so forth, and now he is in charge of Mueller. It's going to get very interesting, and we'll talk about that in the third hour. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters of EP Autos. We're going to be talking about the designs on your freedom that keep coming from the federal government, and this is something that President Trump needs to pay attention to. You know, if I was asking questions of President Trump, I would ask him when he's going to get rid of the CAFE mandates that were put on by Barack Obama that are crippling are going to cripple our ability to own any kind of private transportation. I would ask him questions about many of these types of things that really do hit our freedom, hit our liberty, where the liberty meets the road, if you will, where the rubber meets the road. That's where our cars are a very important component of our freedom, just like the First Amendment, just like our ability to defend ourselves with the Second Amendment. We don't have a constitutional amendment that singles out our ability to move freely in this country. That doesn't mean that we don't have a human right to move about freely and to own the means of transportation that would let us do that. And we have to fight for that, fight for those freedoms. Before we get back to the news and talk about what happened at Tucker Carlson's house, I want to remind you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a blowout special right now, 67% off of Silver Bullet. That is our colloidal silver. You can take that orally. Of course, we have other, we have a nano silver in our toothpaste. We also have a silver salve for topical use that has nano silver in it. But this is colloidal silver for internal use. You can get that 67% off Silver Bullet. Of course, also free shipping. And we also have sales on Super Male Vitality, BrainForce Plus Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 57% off of Super Male Vitality and free shipping, 50% off of BrainForce Plus and free shipping, 50% off of Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine and free shipping. As a matter of fact, it's free shipping store-wide. And you can also save $125 off of an Alexa Pure Pro filter. It's about half price. It's typically about $250. It's $127. And you can get that at half price along with free shipping. That is the large Alexa Pure Gravity Feed water filter. Get it for just $127 and free shipping. And finally, we have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can save $10 on the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo with the code REALNEWS. Just type in code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off of that new InfoWars golf shirt with the Hexagon logo on it. All right, let's talk about what happened at Tucker Carlson yesterday, the reactions to it and the non-reactions to it, I think, are very important. You had a mob of people show up at Tucker Carlson's house. Now, at the time, he was on TV, so his wife was at home. They showed up. They rang the doorbell, and the mob that is out there starts screaming all their slogans: "No borders, no walls, no USA at all." Calling him a racist, of course. And they tweeted it out on their Twitter account. And when I went to look at their Twitter account, they still had pinned up there what they had done to Ted Cruz in the restaurant. They'd been up there for months. Jack didn't have any problem with that. Didn't have any problem with what they did to him and left that up for quite some time yesterday. This morning I looked at it and said, tweet unavailable. I wasn't sure if I'd been blocked because, the CNN reporters, whenever I responded, Jake Tapper's blocked me. I haven't bothered sending anything to Brian Stelter. He's not even worth he's not even worth trolling or talking to or responding to. But nevertheless, typically people like that will block you. So I thought, well, maybe they just blocked me. But it appears that they have taken them down finally after all this time, after what they did to Tucker Carlson. But this is what they tweeted up: Smash Racism DC. And this is their tweet. They showed a picture. They took video of themselves. They were very proud of it. And then they said, breaking activists. This is their tweet. Activists ring doorbell, hold protest at the Washington, D.C. area home of Tucker Carlson, racist, sexist, bigoted Fox News personality. So far, no one has opened the door. Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night. Knock, knock, Tucker. And also screaming, no walls, no borders, no USA at all. All this information. And as of late last night, their account was still active in spite of all the threats that they were proud of. And, of course, there's still, this morning, nothing at all on CNN about this. Nothing. Nothing. CNN is so butthurt about what happened to Jim Acosta. All they can do is talk about what happened to Jim Acosta with him bullying a young intern. But nothing at all about this mob of Antifa thugs at the house of Tucker Carlson. Nothing on CNN. Nothing on the New York Times. Nothing on Politico. They don't care. They don't care. Isn't that interesting? It has come to the point where mainstream media not only invites this, they also are constantly going around looking for reasons to demand the censorship of people on social media. And, of course, it's just a short hop to demanding the censorship of entire websites. And, of course, it's all coming from the military-industrial complex, the neocons. And they said, oh, we're going to do that next. They did have a posting over on the side, nothing big, just a little tiny sidebar on the Hill, the Washington Post, USA Today. They didn't put that up until about 12 hours after the issue. Tucker Carlson's wife was at home at the time. locked in the pantry, called the police. They picked up video, security video. Heard them talking about a pipe bomb. Tucker says, here's the problem. I've got four children. I never thought twice about leaving them home alone, but this reaction, because this group doesn't like my show, you're going to allow this? Yeah, they encourage it.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Eric Peters. And, of course, you can find Eric's writings about cars, about mobility, and most especially about liberty. You can find that at epautos.com. And I want to talk to Eric today about an op-ed piece that he had talking about Obamacare on wheels. You know, government is a protection racket. Never make a mistake about that. As a matter of fact, in this article, he's got a picture up for reference of Tony Soprano. And as we've got Jake Tapper saying that President Trump is like a gangster, saying, oh, he's like watching him is like watching Goodfellas or Godfather, whatever, right? It references those movies, essentially calling him a mob boss. Well, not in the sense that Jake Tapper is saying, certainly not. But let's understand that government is essentially a protection racket. It is, always has been. They're going to protect you from all these things that you didn't realize that you needed protecting from. And the most important thing is that you pay them money to protect yourself from them. Because if you don't pay up in the protection racket, they bust your legs. And we've seen this with almost all government regulations. Now, President Trump has been really good in terms of cutting back a lot of regulation. And there's more that needs to be cut, much more on the table. I mean, we've been piling this stuff up for so long that it is a target-rich environment. I understand he can't do everything at once. And it's very difficult to find anybody in Washington that will cooperate with him because the bureaucracy is hell-bent on doing what it has always done. It is permanently entrenched. It doesn't change. As elections change, it doesn't change one way or the other. And it is constantly ratcheting down our freedoms. But joining us now is Eric Peters. Welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate having me back.
Tell us a little bit about how you view this Obamacare on wheels. I mean, you talk about it being a protection racket. You talk about how sales are up for some big engines. You had an interesting article I read as well. I don't want to get off too far on a tangent.
About the red eye? Review.
Well, about the Mustang, the
yeah.
Mustang,
yeah.
And you know how great it is to have V8s. I think we need to have a slogan: "Make America V8 Again."
I'll endorse that and put that on the back of my muscle car.
Yeah, but of course, you know they keep going. Sales go up. That's what people want. And you've talked about this, and
yep.
I've actually seen now even some mainstream car magazines talking about this. But it's like they don't really understand what's behind it. You've pointed out that. The only places that people can get V8s anymore are really in SUVs and in trucks. And that's part of the popularity of those vehicles is the fact that they're allowed under the unequal mm-hmm. corporate average fuel economy. And so that started to make those vehicles more popular.
That's right.
They didn't really understand that was what was happening. But, of course, now we're seeing them pretty much get rid of cars.
That's right.
The Mustang being one of the last ones out there.
That's right. Well, and the thrust of my article was that it's essentially a wealth transfer racket. Very much like Obamacare, which forces the young and the healthy and the responsible to subsidize the old, sick, and irresponsible. that's essentially what we're talking about here.
That's true.
Old, sick, electric. Well, they're not old, but they're new and they're sick. Electric cars that can't survive on their merits are being subsidized for the benefit. And this is where it's particularly despicable for affluent people. It used to be that at least there was this pretense of the government is going to help the poor, right? Well,
yeah.
Now they're helping the rich at the expense of the poor and the middle class, because who else spends $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 on a car? Only people who do that are affluent people.
Well, that's always a hallmark, isn't it, of the crony capitalism that we see coming out of the government. It's always there to protect us, right?
Yep.
And yet, really, those regulations that go there, they're really to protect the established businesses who are already exchanging cash over the counter with the bureaucrats and with the politicians to make sure that their businesses are protected. Those regulations typically go after the small groups, like we saw with the added regulations after 2008. The added regulations in the banking industry were putting out small and medium-sized banks by the hundreds year after year, while the bigger businesses just kept getting bigger and bigger. They invite those regulations. Once they have a monopoly, they come back to their the people that they own, the regulators that they've captured, and they say, get rid of those regulations now.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Used the correct term, which is regulatory capture, that a lot of these big businesses favor because it enhances their competitive position. But what we're dealing with here with the cars is really quite unprecedented. They're essentially the government and some peripheral interests are attempting to systematically alter the nature of the business by eliminating choice. Up until now, people have had the opportunity, if they didn't want to drive one of these electric cars or a hybrid car or one of these government-pushed so-called efficient cars. They could always choose to buy a truck or a sports car or a family car, whatever, you know, whatever they felt like buying, they could buy. But having that choice apparently is intolerable. So now the push is to force everybody to buy some sort of electric or hybrid car. That's become blatantly obvious at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why it's such a great analogy. I loved this title and your analogy, Obamacare on wheels, because the key thing about Obamacare was that it was a mandate. Well, the Supreme Court said, well, you can't have a mandate, but you can have a tax. Well, you know, it's a tax and a mandate. Somebody's got to pay for it. But as you pointed out, it's also the fact that Obamacare is supposed to help the people who are poor. Of course, it also helps the rich insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies who wrote the bills and so forth. You know, that's what's happening with that as well. But still, you know, it's the mandate, it's the tax, it's the redistribution of income, and it's the government control over our life.
Yep.
Because the government can control with Obamacare, they can control our health care. That's a big sector of our life that they're now in control of, just like they want to control our movement and our mobility.
That's right. Now, if you're, let's say, 25 years old, it would make sense probably, assuming you haven't got some sort of chronic or inherited condition, to buy, let's say, a catastrophic care policy with a very high deductible. Obamacare makes that impossible. They force you to buy this package. And now, with electric cars, what they want to do is eliminate the choice of being able to go out and buy a $15,000 Corolla that gets 40 miles per gallon. They want to force you to buy the $40,000 electric car instead.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of break this down in different ways that this rolls out in the article. You talk about carbon credits, and of course, as President Trump was accused of dancing on the graves of some of these Republicans who got voted out of office, many of those Republicans who got voted out of office, about a half dozen of them, including the guy who was on CNN saying, he's dancing on my grave. Well, these were guys who were pushing carbon credits as Republicans.
Yep. And again, that's just another form of wealth transfer. It's the means by which Elon Musk has built his business. In California and also some other states, the only way that a conventional car manufacturer was legally permitted to sell its cars was to also sell a certain percentage of electric cars, so-called zero-emissions cars. But rather than invest the R&D and the effort in building the electric car, what they could do is essentially hand over money to Elon Musk and get credit for having done that in lieu of building the electric car, and thereby be given permission to sell the other kinds of cars. Meanwhile, Elon Musk pockets this enormous sum of money, which he then puts into his crony capitalist operation.
Yeah. So if you don't want a short-range electric car and you decide that you want to get a more traditional internal combustion engine, you will be taxed. And then the people who make the right decision, the decision that the federal government is pushing on all of us, actually, it's a globalist agenda. But if you make the right decision and do what the UN wants you to do, then you will get a credit. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Carrot and stick. You know, you're going to do this one way or the other. But they're moving beyond that to outright bans. And that's one of the things I think is also interesting. You talk about IC no-go zones.
Yeah.
And, of course, IC would be internal combustion engines. And the no-go zones are places that are now being redlined. You can't go in these areas on a certain day or at all. And they're starting out with diesels. They're starting out in the biggest cities of Europe. And I think it's a perfect analogy there, because we look at these situations where we have massive Muslim migration pushed on Europe, and you do wind up with these no-go zones. You're not going to be allowed to go in there. They'll kill you if you do. Well, the federal government will basically, you know, the European governments will basically take away your car or whatever, massive confiscatory fines if you go in these areas.
That's right. Now, we don't have those yet here in the United States. However, we're talking about a number of major manufacturers, brands like BMW, Mercedes, Land Rover, Jaguar, Volkswagen, Audi. They're all headquartered in Europe, and in order for them to continue to operate, they've got to build these zero-emissions vehicles over there. And so now it becomes a matter of pressuring for the no-go zones here to sell more of those kinds of cars here in the United States.
And, of course, they're telling everybody it's for the environment. No, it isn't. It's for a UN agenda that has a thin veneer of environmentalism on it, but it is about controlling you and your movement. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. Stay with us.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eric Peters of epautos.com. Eric doesn't just review automobiles and do it very honestly, very, very entertaining and honest car reviews, but he also talks about the larger issues. Folks, transportation is a fundamental aspect of your freedom and liberty. Your freedom and liberty to go where you want to go, when you want to go, to do it anonymously, to do it in something that you own and are not forced to rent from a giant corporation. But the government and the giant corporations are conspiring together to take away those freedoms, just like they're conspiring together to take away your free speech. And as Eric was pointing out, you've got the redistribution from people who choose not to get an electric vehicle to people who want one. They get subsidized, even the people who are buying very expensive cars. But there's also the stick that is being offered by the government. The corporate average fuel economy mandates that have been raised to astronomical levels by Barack Obama.
levels that will make it prohibitively expensive for most people to own a car if it's not overturned by the Trump administration. So we're hoping that President Trump will do that. As I said earlier in the program, if I was in a press corps, that's the kind of question that I would ask instead of constantly haranguing President Trump about the same things at every press conference that Jim Acosta has done. That needs to be overturned. I know that that was something that was on the list of Scott Pruitt, but that's one of the reasons why they got him out of there. I don't really know what this other guy has on his list. But as Eric was saying, the internal combustion engine no-go zones. You're not going to be allowed to go in here. They've done this in a number of ways. First, they started out with the ultra-low emission zones, Eric, in the UK. They said, well, you can only come in here if you've got an electric vehicle, for example, right? And that's what you're talking about in terms of an internal combustion engine no-go zone. They also call it the ultra-low emission zones. But now they're starting to enact that here in the U.S., Eric. They've got congestion pricing is the newest spin on that. So that they will, and they've already started that a number of years ago in Europe. We see these same things tried out in Europe, especially the UK, and then they go to California, then they go to the rest of the US. And now you've got Uber spending $10 million in Seattle and New York City and elsewhere, pushing these toll pricings for congestion pricing in various places to make it unaffordable for you to actually own a car and use it.
In addition to that, are you familiar with something called road diet?
No. No, what's that?
That's another term that's used in urban planning circles. Essentially, let's say that you have a road that is two lanes in each direction. Well, they get rid of one lane on each side, so now you're down to two lanes, and they devote that space to a bicycle path or a footpath.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the agenda being to make it that much more difficult and unpleasant to drive anywhere.
Well, I've experienced that. I went back to the town I grew up in, Tampa, Florida, with my wife about 2 years ago, and they had done that. They'd eaten up the road with a bicycle lane. And we're driving there for 3 or 4 days, and I never saw anybody on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then just as we're about to leave, I saw one middle-aged guy, and I said, that's the guy that they've taken up half of all the roads in Tampa for.
That's right.
That one guy.
Right. Again, you know, the common denominator here is that there is no natural, organic market push for this. This is top-down social engineering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you talk about these urban planners. You know, the CEO of Lyft wrote a manifesto because by training and education and degree, he is an urban planner. And what these guys are planning to do is to take away all your transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy, in his view, cars are the greatest evil that mankind has ever seen, and cities are the best thing that we've ever invented. And that is exactly the opposite of what people throughout history have understood. Going back to Thomas Jefferson, he said, cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man.
Well,
and then as soon as we had cars, people wanted to get out of the cities. That's why you had the suburbs. But they look at it and they say, well, that's sprawl. I don't like that.
Well, that's just it. To me, it's really a question of different strokes for different folks and live and let live. I have no issue whatsoever with somebody who thinks that it's preferable to live in an urban environment. They want to live in an apartment. They want to walk to their local grocery store and all of that. That's great. The problem with guys like this Lyft guy is that he thinks everybody should live that way.
Okay.
And so he wants to...
Because he's a socialist. Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to eliminate the option that of people saying, you know what, this isn't for me. I'd really rather have some land of my own and not be stacked up against neighbors and be able to just kind of go out and drive and not be stuck in traffic all the time. They want to eliminate that choice.
You know, when you go back and you look at... movies that were being made back in the early days of movies, 30s and 40s and whatever, they would show the cities of the future, Eric, and they would show, you remember this, everybody has seen this, you've got highways that are built stacked on top of each other because they understood they go into a city, they're not going to be able to knock down buildings and widen the roads, so they were going to stack the things higher up. You come to more recent versions of it like Blade Runner, you got flying cars, but you still have that same idea that you're going to expand the transportation in multiple lanes vertically. But they won't do that, and they won't build any more parking spaces. They've been squeezing everybody out because they want to control people. They're control freaks, and they're not going to provide the infrastructure that the people demand. You know, if people didn't want to escape from the cities and live in the suburbs, we wouldn't have the kind of situation that we have, right?
Well, that's right. There's this oily, disingenuous, totalitarian instinct behind all of this. You know, they can't just leave it to the people to decide what works best for them. You know, they couch it in euphemisms, but at the end of the day, they're always talking about imposing this stuff by force from the top down.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got an article here from Bloomberg about a month ago, and they were talking to a guy who is the chairman of the National Automobile Dealers Association. And, of course, they don't want anybody to buy cars. There's all these articles, oh, you probably bought the last car you're ever going to buy. I'm seeing this all
the time. I saw that, yeah.
And, yeah, and I mean, it's in financial things of that nature are in financial publications, they're in transportation and car magazines and so forth. But this guy is saying, well, I think we've reached peak absurdity with the robo-taxi idea. And he is making the mistaken assumption that there's some kind of choice and marketplace here, because he cited a study by AAA, and they compared the price of using one of these ride-sharing services. They said it was the annual cost would be $20,000 compared to $10,000 a year to own a car, including fuel, maintenance, repairs, insurance, license, registration, taxes, parking, and so forth.
Yep.
He goes, this should be front-page news, but it isn't.
It isn't.
Well, they don't plan on you doing that much traveling. They're going to restrict your traveling. That's the whole
certainly.
Point.
That's exactly right. That is the whole point behind all of this. You know, anybody who looks at the looks at it from a purely economic point of view isn't really understanding the fundamental issue that's at stake.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen the same thing, too. When I travel, I talk to taxi drivers about Uber. Boy, I tell you what, that everybody should do that. If you ever travel and you have to take a taxi, talk to them about Uber, because it is such an unlevel playing field. I mean, what we're talking about in terms of internal combustion engines versus electric vehicles and so forth, it's there in spades already, and you have to ask yourself why the government is trying to push so hard for ride-sharing to take away private ownership.
That's right.
That should raise everybody's concerns, not just the taxi drivers, many of them out there committing suicide because they went heavily into debt to buy these taxi medallions.
Yeah, and they cost six figures in Manhattan.
Yeah. So it's a very sad situation. I mean, they got their own special inspection inspectors that do a white glove on their vehicle and so forth, and they've got mandates as to when they've got to change their vehicle. None of that is being done with Uber or with Lyft or any of these people. They maintain that they're not a taxi company, that they're just sharing rides.
No,
so none of these regulations apply.
And, you know, parenthetically, I should mention this, I think, for the benefit of some people who are listening and who may have thought of getting involved with Uber using their own vehicle. It's an extremely bad deal to use your own personal vehicle for something like that. You're racking up an enormous amount of miles. You're basically, you know, you're depreciating your car. You're absorbing all of the wear and tear associated costs for literally chump change to drive people around for the sake of this corporation.
And they're paying them less and less. And these are people who are, he's made no bones about it. The previous, the founding CEO of Uber said, what makes our cars more expensive is that other dude in the car. We're going to get rid of him. So they're already planning on cutting your throat down the line. What they're having you do now is to subsidize their business model. They take the lion's share of the profits, and you pay all the expenses.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And that's really the model that they've got for all of us, isn't it, Eric?
Unfortunately, yeah, it is. And again, they have to do this using force. You know, I know I kind of beat that tub a lot, but I think it's important to point that out. That all of this is an artificially generated construct. There is almost no natural organic demand for electric cars, for automated cars, for any of this stuff. It is being pushed and pushed and pushed by any means available down our throats.
Yeah, and everybody should be very concerned about that. And I think your article, this is Obamacare on wheels. You know, folks, really, you know, a privately owned means of transportation, whatever form that takes, that really is where the rubber meets the road on liberty. It has been a very freeing thing in the 20th century for people to have that, and they want to be able to control so many aspects. They want to be able to control the Internet. They want to be able to control what you see and hear and what you speak. They want to follow you everywhere you go. Part of this entire surveillance state is locking down your transportation. That is part of a UN agenda. They've been very explicit about it. They've even got a time frame for it, 2030. Where they're going to have these cities where you can't drive, but they're going to watch everything that you do. It's a very, very sinister plan. Thank you for joining us. Eric Peters, epautos.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was, I want to get back to what happened with Tucker Carlson. I want to tell you what was said by Rachel Maddow. We had a report on this yesterday on InfoWars.com by Don Salazar just before this incident at Tucker Carlson's house. And as I said before, absolute total silence from CNN, of course, as they are just railing about Jim Acosta. Losing his press credentials, having the microphone taken away from him because he wouldn't shut up, kept asking and saying the same things over and over again, hogging the press conference, and then getting physical with the intern as she went to take away his microphone. And now he's lost his credentials there. And so now they're all just talking about that, but they don't talk about Tucker Carlson. That's not a problem. What do you got? People who show up, bullhorn his house, dox him. They showed his address there. His wife was home. She locked herself in the pantry. She called the police. They broke his oak door at his house. As he said, here's the problem. I've got four children. I never thought twice about leaving them home alone. This is a reaction because this group doesn't like my TV show? Seriously? Yeah, we know where you sleep at night. And they post pictures of his address on the internet. And it took a very long time for Twitter to take them down. There were a lot of journalists who were saying, you're going to allow this? You're supposed to be all about stopping hate and bullying and doxing of people. You shut people down because you don't like their political comments or because it's satire, like they shut down this show's Twitter account. Satire about Hillary Clinton, that's not allowed. The Daily Beast that has its parent company has Chelsea Clinton sitting on their board. They came, oh, look, they said something about Hillary Clinton. Oh, shut them down on Twitter. These people have had their harassment of Ted Cruz posted for months. And finally, after some journalists started contacting them about Tucker Carlson, they took down their account. Very reluctantly, evidently. But at the same time, all this is happening. Actually, just a little bit before this, you've got MSNBC's Rachel Maddow on Twitter saying, call it a break glass in case of emergency plan. Yeah, maybe just call it Kristallnacht. How about that? Why don't you just do that? Just have your leftist, socialist, communist mobs go through the street, breaking the glass of any journalist's home or anybody that they disagree with. She said, we knew this would happen at some point, and the day has arrived, responding to the fact that Jeff Sessions resigned. And other prominent leftists, as Don Salazar pointed out on Infowars.com, you know, they're calling for mobilization of street mobs. Other prominent leftists like CNN analyst Seth Abramson also approved of the panicked last-minute action. Several administrators of the George Soros-backed MoveOn.org organization also tried to organize and steer the grassroots protest. Hillary Clinton operatives like Peter Dow, I guess, and Zach Petkanis also urged protesters to take to the street. You even had a senator, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, jumped in on it. Because CNN, Politico, New York Times, they don't care about Tucker Carlson. Totally silent. Won't condemn it. And you had to have Twitter shamed into doing something, taking down those thugs. Some other mainstream media like The Hill, Washington Post, USA Today, they did report it about 12 hours later. They put it over a little tiny thing on the sidebar. Now, if this had happened to a Washington Post journalist or CNN commentator, it would be the top of the news cycle for days. Just look at what they're doing about Jim Acosta. He wasn't threatened by anybody. He was the aggressor. And they make him out to be the victim. Tucker Carlson, his family were the victims. They ignore it. That's the double standard. It's absolutely disgusting. You've got Groupon, the group MoveOn.org. has now come up with a nobody is above the law, so take to the streets and show that there is not going to be an order on the streets to show that nobody is above the law. I wonder if they would use that slogan about Hillary Clinton. Did they have that slogan when Hillary Clinton was there? I don't think so. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've just had a name release of the suspect, dead man with a gun, who they say they believe killed 12 people. And then was killed or took his life at the shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, the Borderline Bar and Grill. They say the individual is Ian David Long, a heavily tattooed 28-year-old white male using a 45 caliber handgun, found dead after storming the bar, commonly frequented by country music fans. Again, appears that it was this guy was wearing all black and a mask and coming after conservative country music people. I mean, typically, country music people are conservative. You know, Taylor Swift, I guess, started out country music, but she had to switch to a different genre if she wanted to endorse Democrats and that whole agenda. But no, seriously, I mean, typically people who follow country and Western music are politically conservative. That was always people were talking about that with the shooting in Las Vegas. And, of course, many of the people in this bar had also survived that shooting in Las Vegas. And I don't know if this is an Antifa person targeting country music fans. That's something that we'll have to wait and see happens. But we've got people like Rachel Maddow saying, take to the streets, get those conservatives. And they're going after Tucker Carlson. She said, this is a break the glass emergency call. She tweets out, yeah, well, we've seen what happens when you have fascist thugs like Antifa, and understand they are fascists. They're not anti-fascist. They're anti-First Amendment. They're not anti-fascist. They have fascist tactics. Yeah, they would like for the government to own and control everything. How is that different from the Nazis, a National Socialist Party? Just in the fact that Hitler allowed the corporations to have ownership. He was going to take it away from them as the last step instead of the first step. And he criticized Stalin, thought it was a tactical error to take the means of production first because you don't know how to run it. Socialists can't run anything. So Hitler was going to say, well, let's wait until I control everything. And then we don't really care if the trains run on time or if we can even grow food or anything, right? Have massive starvation under Mao and so forth. No, the socialist, fascist, communist is a distinction without a difference, folks. It's just the justification that they use for coming to power. So we'll have to wait and see what that is. But let's talk about the fascist plans, the authoritarian plans, the get-in-your-face plans of the left. Actually, kind of interesting, Daily Caller reports, Gerald Nadler is a top Democrat. He is going to be the chair of the House Judiciary Committee now that the Democrats will be taking control of the House. So he's going to be in charge of the House Judiciary Committee. He was on a train going from New York to Washington, D.C., and he's talking on the phone. And he doesn't realize that sitting nearby is a reporter from The Federalist, Molly Hemingway. She was also on the train, and she heard his side of the conversation. And what she heard him talking about was he was discussing plans with somebody on the phone to investigate and impeach Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They won't let that go. They didn't learn anything from this election. They didn't really learn anything at all. It's too bad they didn't do that earlier, because then we would have had the House turn as well. As I said, it was quite obvious that the election was a vindication of Kavanaugh. It was quite obvious that they had overplayed their hand, jumped the shark, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it. That was a major, major mistake by the Democrats. They showed how dishonest and how hateful, how spiteful they are. Everybody saw that. And now they want to continue doing that. Gerald Nadler. He claimed in one call, he said, there's a real indication that Kavanaugh committed perjury, claiming that the justice misled about when he first heard about the second of several unproven allegations. What difference would that make anyway? You've got unproven allegations, things that are not true, and he makes a mistake about when he heard that. Everybody can see that you're just trying to nail this guy for some kind of a process crime. It is going to be so transparent to the public, what is going on with us. I think that the Democrats and what they're going to do is going to be a major blowback in favor of President Trump. And other people believe that as well. Commentator Joseph Curl said, here come the crazies. Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Elijah Cummings, all of them with leadership roles. He said it's going to be an early Christmas present for President Trump. I absolutely agree with that. Absolutely. And President Trump tweeted out a response, as the Democrats are threatening to focus even more investigations on him, not just to try to go back and impeach Brett Kavanaugh, like Gerald Adler is saying on the phone. He said, as we're talking about that, he said, President Trump said, if the Democrats think that they're going to waste taxpayer money investigating us at the House level, then we will be likewise forced to consider investigating them for all the leaks of classified information and much else at the Senate level. Two can play that game. And he has taken steps to play that game better. As a matter of fact, he said, they can play that game, but we can play it better. He said, if Democrats want to work with the administration on policy priorities that they share, like infrastructure, they should drop any plans on further investigations. Otherwise, it's going to be 2 years of partisan gridlock and investigation after investigation. And I think that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to break down to that. Let's talk about the guy that President Trump picked to take Jeff Sessions' place, as Jeff Sessions resigned yesterday. The man that is going to be taking his place is Matthew Whitaker. And as we point out here on InfoWars, if you go back to July 2016, Matthew Whitaker said that if he was attorney general, he would indict Hillary Clinton. Well, now he is. Let's see what happens. Yeah, lock her up. in a USA Today op-ed piece going back to July 2016. And remember, July 2016 was when you had James Comey hold that press conference. And I remember very clearly watching that with my wife. And James Comey says, well, she violated the law. She committed felonies here and so forth and so on. I said, I can't believe this. They're going to come after her. I never thought they would come after her. And then it was something even more unbelievable. After James Comey laid out all the different laws that she broke, said, well, we'd never investigate her. No reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Hillary Clinton because she's Hillary Clinton, right? No reasonable prosecutor. Seriously? Well, we've got a reasonable prosecutor now. Not some kind of a corrupt shill like James Comey, who, again, you know, he was sitting on the board of the money laundering bank, the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank of China. You know, they got their start in the opium trade a century or so ago, and they've been involved with drug cartels ever since. El Chapo on trial, and they got to shut down the Brooklyn Bridge and all this other kind of stuff. That's the fruit of the war on drugs. But HSBC just gets a little slap on the wrist because they've got political connections to people like James Comey. He goes from their board of directors while they're doing all that corrupt stuff and then goes to become FBI director and then says, oh, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Hillary Clinton. At the time, Matthew Whitaker, who is the attorney general now, says the acting attorney general, said Director Comey's judgment was that no reasonable prosecutor would bring the case. I disagree. I believe myself to have been a reasonable prosecutor. When the facts and evidence show that a criminal violation has been committed, the individuals involved should not dictate whether the case is prosecuted. You have an obligation, if you're going to be honest, to prosecute when the law has been violated. But again, I've interviewed the guy who was on the submarine, took a picture, classified confidential, Hillary Clinton. Her stuff is born above top secret. His stuff was born confidential, the lowest level, when he took those pictures. James Comey sent him to jail, but not Hillary Clinton. It was President Trump who pardoned him. And as he was saying, you know, why do we have this double standard? To me, that is the most outrageous thing, and that is not reasonable. He also had something to say about the Clinton Foundation. He did this in an interview a while back in August. So he talked in July 2016. He said, hey, this is wrong. When you got a felony and you admit a felony has been committed, the prosecutor has a duty to prosecute. It's not his option to prosecute. That's his duty that he swore to do. That's what he was hired to do. He has an obligation. And then in August, he was talking about the Clinton Foundation. I'll tell you what he said when we come back.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This investigation is going to end, but I think it may be about to wrap up. President Trump said at the press conference yesterday, he said, I could fire everybody, but I don't like doing that politically. And NPR put that in their article and said, oh, see, it's all about politics. Yeah, it is all about politics. We understand. There's nothing here. They've done this for a couple of years. They have investigated President Trump with a fine-tooth comb. If there was anything crooked, they would have found it by now. And that's even with the expanded powers of investigation. This is a prosecution, folks, of an individual. That should never be allowed. There's no crime here. There is no crime. They've said over and over again, there is no collusion. So why are we still running this investigation? And I want to tell you what Matt Whitaker had to say about Robert Mueller's investigation. And it's very important because he is now in charge of Robert Mueller and the investigation, not Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein is no longer in charge of this investigation, according to a Department of Justice spokeswoman. But let's talk a little bit about what he has had to say about Hillary Clinton. I told you earlier that he wrote an op-ed piece in July, as we saw that amazing statement by James Comey. Well, she violated the law, but no reasonable prosecutor would. Well, he says, I'm a reasonable prosecutor. I would take this. I have a duty to do that as a reasonable prosecutor. You don't have the option of saying, well, you know, this person over here committed murder, or they violated national security, because, you know, quite frankly, national security has become the essence of what our government is about now. Everything that we do is subject to national security. We can't get any information from the government. They clam up. They won't talk about anything. They keep everything hidden and concealed. Everything is cloak and dagger because, you know, national security. Hell, national security. They resort to that for everything, to hide everything that they do. And then they resort to national security to discover everything that you do. That is the essence of the police state, the surveillance state that's being created, national security. And yet she violated that at the highest level. He admitted that she had violated James Comey. But he said nobody would prosecute her because we've got corrupt career political criminals in Washington. That's why. And then he had this to say a month later, in August of 2016, he was being interviewed by Matt Boyle of Breitbart News. He said James Comey, the director of the FBI, stood up and talked about the emails and the emailing of classified information. That was serious. But the real ball game is the situation you're describing. And that is where the Clinton Foundation donors were given preferential treatment, said Matthew Whitaker. So now it's not just, hey, look, Hillary Clinton committed multiple felonies. We're going to let that go? How do we let that go? We're prosecutors. That's our job, our duty. We're not going to do our duty? You know, if you don't do that, that makes you an accessory to a crime, doesn't it, technically? If you see somebody commit murder and you not only don't tell anybody about it, but you help them to cover up that crime, you become an accessory to that crime. James Comey is an accessory to Hillary Clinton's crimes. And, of course, so is the Clinton Foundation. That's the essence of it. And Whitaker is openly talking about the fact that the Clintons were laundering money through the Clinton Foundation. He goes on to say, this is Matthew Whitaker, the new acting attorney general. He said, it's very interesting to watch the Clinton camp try to explain away these meetings. But like you said, 50% of the meetings she took with people that were not essentially employees or representatives of countries or alike, just sort of individuals that wanted to meet with the Secretary of State, 50% of those, as the AP has reported, more than 50%, were Clinton Foundation donors. It is not possible for them to explain away that Clinton Foundation donors were given preferential treatment when it came to seeing the Secretary of State. It's the way business was done. He said, the frustrating thing for me continues to be that she had the private email server to avoid public disclosure of her emails. She didn't turn over any of the emails until 2 years after she was supposed to, in 2012, from the illegal server. And yet, we're now almost 4 years since she finished serving, and we're still going to see another 15,000, what the State Department is calling documents. That's a very interesting term to me. So I think there's more to it than just the emails. That was the new attorney general, the acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, back in August of 2016, talking about the Clinton Foundation and how they were, obviously, you can't explain it away. That was how people were paying her off for the influence peddling, the corruption. Now, here's what Matt Whitaker has to say about Bob Mueller and his investigation. And, of course, as I said, the Department of Justice spokeswoman, Sarah Flores, when asked who would oversee the Mueller probe now, said, well, the acting attorney general is in charge of all matters under the purview of the Department of Justice. Now, when he was talking about the Mueller investigation, he talked extensively about it. Before he went to the Justice Department in 2017, he was hired by Jeff Sessions in October of 2017 as chief of staff. But before he came to the Justice Department, he was, as I said, giving interviews, writing op-ed pieces in 2016 as all this stuff was being uncovered. And he also said last year, in June of 2017, he said, Mueller has come up to a red line in the Russia 2016 election meddling investigation that he is dangerously close to crossing with respect to investigating the president's finances. He also said it in an op-ed piece on CNN in August of 2017. So he said this multiple times, and here's what he has to say about that red line that Mueller came up to and perhaps has gone over. He said, it doesn't take a lawyer or even a former federal prosecutor like myself to conclude that investigating Donald Trump's finances or his family's finances falls completely outside the realm of his 2016 campaign and allegations that the campaign coordinated with the Russian government or anyone else. That goes beyond the scope of the appointment of the special counsel. There you go. And that's really what Mueller has been trying to do. He's been trying to expand it. That's why you got Paul Manafort in solitary confinement, a guy who, even if he is guilty of the alleged crimes, is not a threat to anybody. He shouldn't be in jail, let alone in solitary confinement. He's not a danger to anybody. I don't like locking up people who aren't a violent threat to anyone. We've got enough people who are violent threats out there that need to be locked up. But, you know, as we started this insanity about the war on drugs, we started emptying out the prisons of people who are violent criminals so we could lock up people who are nonviolent marijuana users. That's insanity. And lock up a white-collar criminal while he's awaiting trial. I mean, he ought to be under house arrest or something like that. He doesn't need to even be in prison at my expense and your expense if you're a taxpayer while this is being investigated. But this is about persecution. There's not a prosecution. There's no crime. There's no collusion. This is a political persecution. And President Trump has said, you want to play that game? Two can play that game. I can play it better. And he just made a very strong opening move in this chess game. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at Matthew Whitaker, the guy who is now the acting attorney general, taking the place of Jeff Sessions, who resigned yesterday. He said that President Trump requested his resignation. So we're going to talk about what's going to happen moving forward in the Mueller investigation. Get an idea of who he is, and we've talked about the fact that he said, look, a prosecutor, a reasonable prosecutor, you know, James Comey said, no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Hillary Clinton. You don't want to wind up committing suicide, right? And not just political suicide, the real thing, Clinton side. He said a prosecutor, and he was very outspoken back in July of 2016. He said a prosecutor has a duty to prosecute crimes as he sees them. It's not just reasonable, it's what his duty is. And if you don't do things like that, he didn't say it, but if you don't do things like that, you become an accessory to a crime. You really do. And then he went on to talk the next month in August of 2016 about the Clinton Foundation being where Hillary Clinton laundered her money, pay for play. He said, how do you explain this? All this coincidental stuff here. We all know what's going on with that. And so he looks very good. Saying that he would indict Hillary Clinton, talking about the Clinton Foundation, saying Bob Mueller does not have the power or the authority to start investigating finances. This is supposed to be about the presumption that President Trump colluded with Russians to win the election. That is absolute nonsense, and there is no reason for them to investigate personally the finances, but that's what Mueller's trying to do. Why? Because you can get a process crime on anybody. As I said before, Dennis Hastert, a pedophile wrestling coach, groomed by the Republican Party to become a congressman, then groomed to become the Speaker of the House, longest serving Speaker of the House for the Republicans. He was a pedophile. He gets out. He's being blackmailed. He withdraws some of his own money out of his bank account. Now, mind you, we have these laws that presumably if you are trying to avoid detection when you're depositing money, then they made that a crime. I don't agree with that, but the rationale for that is that maybe you're trying to avoid paying your income taxes or something like that. Well, he wasn't having structured deposits. He was having structured withdrawals after people started asking, why are you taking out so much money? He was paying off a blackmailer. And, of course, the statute of limitations had expired. See, that's why we have statute of limitations, because powerful politicians like Dennis Hastert, who are pedophiles, make sure that they don't want to ever go to jail for their crime. So they have a very short statute of limitations on pedophilia, 3 years typically. And so he was paying off a blackmailer. They asked him questions about that. So he started taking it out in small increments and doing it frequently. So they said, well, you're structuring your withdrawals. Why would that even be a crime? But they put him away for that. You can put away people for anything with financial crimes. There are so many different minute details. It's very easy to commit financial crimes and not be aware of it. A couple of felonies a day, most of them probably financial, that people commit. So if you can go into the business affairs of somebody who has a vast business empire like President Trump, billions of dollars involved in this, multiple nations involved in it, I'm sure you can find something to come after him, to construe that. And so we've had Matt Whitaker, the person who's been appointed acting attorney general, saying Mueller has a bright line here that he should not be going across, and that is to investigate the president's finances or his family's finances, because this is supposedly about Russian collusion. Investigate that. That's all you have a brief for. And, of course, now he, and not Rosenstein, is in charge of this, according to a Department of Justice spokesperson. Asked directly, is Rod Rosenstein still running this? And she said, well, Matt Whitaker is now the acting attorney general, and he, all matters resolved to him. So you have Chuck Schumer saying Whitaker must recuse himself. No, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Why? Why should he recuse himself? Absolutely no reason. He said he must recuse himself because of his previous comments advocating defunding and imposing limitations on the Mueller investigation. All he is doing is offering commentary about, he doesn't have any personal involvement with this whatsoever. He's never met any of these people. He's had no contact with any of these people. He has said the FBI and the Department of Justice have a duty to investigate and prosecute crimes. They don't have the option of not prosecuting those crimes. There's absolutely nothing he needs to recuse himself for. Where did he come from? Well, his background is that he's been a lawyer, of course, but he has also run for political office. He took a couple of shots at political office. First one was in 2002. He ran unsuccessfully for state treasurer of Iowa as a Republican. He then ran for Senate, U.S. Senate, in 2014 in Iowa. He lost in the primary to Joni Ernst, who is now the U.S. Senator from Iowa, one of them. He also has positioned himself as a fiscally conservative opponent of Obamacare, reports the BBC. Said that his political role models were Republican Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Looking pretty good so far. He courted the anti-abortion evangelical Christian vote, saying at one candidate's forum that he would scrutinize nominees for federal judge to ensure that they had a biblical view of justice. Well, I don't know what that means, but would it be better if they had a Marxist socialist view of justice? Isn't that an oxymoron? Is there any justice in a Marxist socialist system? I don't think so. Anyway, he was hired by Jeff Sessions as chief of staff in October 2017, at which point he stopped writing op-ed pieces. But we got a good audit trail. We know where the guy stands. He seems to be a solid conservative Republican. And he was also, this is also interesting, executive director of a conservative ethics watchdog group called the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Wouldn't that be interesting if we have somebody who is actually ethical in the Department of Justice? Unlike Bob Mueller. What did Bob Mueller do that was ethical? I mean, you've had nothing but criticism of Mueller's conduct and how he has sent people to jail for absolutely no reason. How he was complicit in the FBI's framing of people in order to protect Whitey Bulger. And on and on. How he has destroyed people's lives with investigations that were subsequently overturned. As a matter of fact, the innocent people that he sent to jail were eventually freed. Alan Dershowitz, others have talked about, said anybody in the Massachusetts area, and of course Alan Dershowitz is from the Massachusetts area as a Harvard professor, lived there for quite some time. He said, everybody in Massachusetts know that he cost us tens of millions of dollars to compensate these people who were wrongfully jailed by these FBI operatives who framed them. Mueller prosecuted them, jailed them. They served years in prison, and they got compensated for it by millions of dollars at the taxpayer expense. But then, of course, Mueller just keeps going and going. He's the ever-ready corruption bunny. And so, yeah, it would be nice to have somebody who's ethical there. Let's take a little look at some of the interesting things that keep turning up from this election. One of the things is we're talking about judges who don't prosecute people, right? I mean, we're not supposed to be concerned about James Comey saying, well, she committed all these felonies, but, you know, no reasonable person would prosecute her. Well, kind of the same thing happened in Texas. You had a Harris County judge, this is Houston, Texas. He was angry that he didn't get reelected. And so he just decided, after he lost the election, everybody that was coming before him, all these, they said, youthful defendants. I don't know if they're youthful defendants, if they're illegal immigrants or whatever, but they're people there for anything from low-level misdemeanors to violent crimes. Four were facing aggravated robbery charges. And what he did was he was just releasing everybody, they said, in the juvenile court. He was releasing everybody, said the public defender. Apparently he was saying that's what the voters wanted. So he and some other Republicans were voted out. They said, we think you're too rough on people. We want Democrats who want to allow people to violate the law. You know, people like James Comey. And so this Republican judge said, if I release you, are you going to kill anybody? No. Okay, you're gone. One after the other. And so we're supposed to be upset about that. And we should be upset about that. I think it's a good example of what we should bring up as we talk about James Comey and Rod Rosenstein and Bob Mueller. Except if it was Bob Mueller, he'd be locking up innocent people. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality, cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we got some jokers on the left. We're going to be talking about here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big blowout special on Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, designed for internal use. Of course, you have nano silver for topical use. We have that in our toothpaste. We have that in our topical salve. But the Silver Bullet is colloidal. And it is 67% off right now with free shipping. We also have 57% off of Supermail Vitality and free shipping. We have 50% off BrainForce Plus and free shipping. 50% off Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine and free shipping. As a matter of fact, free shipping store-wide. And you can also get $120-some-odd off. It's typically, so it'll be $123 off. It's nearly 50% off. Our Alexa Pure Pro, the large Alexa Pure Gravity Feed water filter. And, of course, this will filter out things that are intentionally put in there, like fluoride. It will also take out things that are unintentionally put in there, like lead or glyphosate or maybe chemicals coming from a dry cleaner that leach into the groundwater supply. So whether you are on a water supply that is coming from the city where they're putting stuff in there, maybe adding fluoride to it, not treating it, making sure that it doesn't have any lead in it, or whether you're out in a rural area and you've got your own water supply, you still ought to be filtering your water because you never know when something is going to appear in your water supply. And it can take a very long time to find out about it. Typically, you don't find out about it till somebody in your household starts getting sick. So you can do that right now with the Alexa Pure Pro, the large gravity feed water system from Alexa Pure. Typically $250, now $127, $123 savings right there, and free shipping. And finally, we have a special for the listeners of this show. We have a new golf shirt design at InfoWars. It has the hexagon logo, and you can get that. Save $10 with the code REALNEWS. Just type in REALNEWS at checkout, and you can get $10 off of that InfoWars hexagon polo. Okay, let's take a look at some of the other election news that has just come out in the last day or so. I was talking about how we had the Texas judge basically pulling a James Comey, saying, "You're going to kill anybody? Okay, you can go." He was angry because he had just been voted out of office, and he was just letting everybody go. They just asked him that question. All right, you're not going to kill anybody. You can go. Aggravated robbery? I don't care. Low-level misdemeanors? I don't care. You can go. You're not going to kill anybody. He said, well, that's what the voters want, isn't it? They voted all Democrats in. Vote me out because I'm a Republican. I must be too much law and order, so we're just going to let you go. Open up the borders. Just let all these people. We don't care if there's violent criminals out there. We don't care if the 36 people who were killed in Tijuana, Mexico, right across the border, or 2,100 who've been killed, that was just in 1 week in Tijuana. For the year, 2018, first 10 months of the year, 2,124 people killed in Tijuana. But we don't care. It's just one community. Let's just let all those people come into California, says Nancy Pelosi. And as we look at some of the other things that happened in the election, Free Thought Project has a article here. Idiocracy is real. We've got multiple lawmakers reelected despite facing corruption and criminal charges. And they talk about a couple of Republicans. Now, in one race, I don't really agree with him. We've got Duncan Hunter in one of these races. And of course, he's a five-term congressman from California. He has been charged, not convicted, but charged of misusing campaign funds totaling more than $250,000. Now, they just reelected Menendez in New Jersey. He had a very long trial. He was found innocent, and he was reelected. He's a Democrat. What he was accused of and the circumstances, I don't know. I wasn't at the trial, but it certainly looked very incriminating to me, the allegations. But he escaped it. Now, Duncan Hunter may escape. They're just talking about campaign fund violations. That can be criminal, or it can be an accounting type of thing, financial type of crime. But it's even more important, I think, they dismiss who his opponent is. His opponent was the guy Kempa Najjar, and they describe him as, they said, any attacks against that guy was a below-the-belt attack. I don't agree with that. I think the attacks and defining who this guy was very legitimate. I was very concerned about this guy. His grandfather was one of the Palestinian terrorists who killed the Israeli Olympics athletes at Munich back in the 70s, I think it was, and bragged about it. He became a hero. And then his father was a hero. Similar things. He wasn't caught in a terrorist act, but he bragged about the fact that this guy who was running owned them. Said, yeah, my grandfather was a hero. No, he wasn't. He was a terrorist who murdered innocent people. And I'm glad that he was defeated. I mean, I would, if that's, maybe we could have had a better choice. Maybe the Democrats could have run somebody besides a guy who bragged about the fact that his terrorist grandfather was a hero. Yeah, the way they put that in the article was it was a below the belt attack because the guy is Latino Arab American. I'm sorry. Your ethnic background doesn't get you a pass for embracing terrorism and celebrating it. Sorry. So, yeah, he didn't deserve to win. And if the other guy is found guilty, I'm sure they'll take him out. They also, he talked about Collins, who represents, he's a congressman from New York's 27th district, Chris Collins. He has been accused of giving insider information about a pharmaceutical company. That still also remains to be adjudicated. Now, what has already been adjudicated here in Texas is the fact that you have a guy who got reelected while he is sitting in jail. He was convicted, and he's sitting in jail. This is a guy who's a lawyer. He's serving a year-long sentence after being convicted on 5 misdemeanor counts of using a middleman to chase ambulances to solicit for his law firm. So it's a misdemeanor. He's an ambulance chaser, and he's a Democrat, and he's sitting in jail. And get this. This is for the state house here in Texas. He ran unopposed. The Republicans didn't run anybody against him. Can you believe that? You got a guy, you got a Democrat who is sitting in jail. I mean, that absolutely amazing that nobody ran against him. And he still got 47,000 people to vote for him while he is sitting in jail. We've got Governor Abbott here in Texas said he's going to investigate what was revealed in the Project Veritas video. He said, I can't verify if this video is accurate, he wrote in a tweet, but I can verify that it will be investigated. And if it is accurate, illegal voting, the illegal votes will be tossed out and the wrongdoers will be prosecuted. And then James O'Keefe at Project Veritas said, I can testify the fact that this video is authentic. This was recorded on Election Day in Texas. Project Veritas is able and willing to assist in providing any materials to the Attorney General's office. So we may have some more people sitting in jail with that newly reelected Texas State House politician who just got reelected while he's sitting in jail. Now, this is kind of a man-bites-dog story. Now, typically, the story is you've got dead Democrats voting, right? They don't take people off the rolls, and people vote for them, for Democrats. And I've given you the story of North Carolina. Friend of my brother-in-law's who goes to vote, you don't have to have picture ID. You just have to have a name and an address. So he goes in to vote. They said, you've already voted. And so is this other person at your house. He said, that's my mother. She's been dead for years. And he didn't report it except to my brother-in-law because he didn't have time. He's got a life to live. And he knows that they're not going to investigate that type of thing anyway. Nevertheless, that's typically what you do see. When I heard the story, I said, well, I'm sure they voted Democrat in this thing. And but this is kind of a man bites dog story. You know, instead of dead Democrats voting, and of course, Ted Cruz put that out when Jim Carrey trolled him, did a painting of Ted Cruz as a vampire. And Ted Cruz says, oh, no, actually, the dead are voting for Democrats. But here in Nevada, we've got the opposite happening. We've got voters electing a dead Republican. Remember, we had Dennis Hoff, the guy who was running that brothel, legal brothel in Nevada, and he was running as a Republican. He died before the election. It was so close to the election that they couldn't put anybody else on the ballot. There was no time for them to redo the ballots. And so they said, well, you know, if people vote for him, he is going to be replaced by the governor. And they said that. County officials said that they will appoint a Republican to his seat, but he got elected even after he died. So that's kind of a switch. We also have, as people are looking at 2020 and the fight that's going to be developing in the race for the presidency, you've got people saying it's going to be a brawl in the Senate. John Tester, Democrat of Montana, said there could be 13 or 14 senators running. It's going to be like herding cats to get these guys to do anything on the Democrat side because they're all going to be running for president. But, you know, Beto didn't even get elected, and he's going to run for president. I tell you what, that guy lives a charmed life. He's got a father-in-law, $20 billion net worth. That's it for today's broadcast. Thanks for listening.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.